We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Welcome back. It's The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Jason Duda in for Bob today. We are efforting Benny and Wisco. And he'll be around.
You got the right number?
No.
You wrote it down wrong, didn't you?
Oh, I didn't write it down
wrong. You just told me you don't make any mistakes.
I did.
No, don't say that, Max. Why would you say that?
It was Max's fault.
No, it was. So
it's always Max's fault. Do you think I'm going to be right?
Again, can't say anything
again,
now.
Dudes, I'm never wrong.
I know. Yeah, I know. You repeat that quite a bit on this show. I mean, you let everybody know that you're not wrong.
Max is great.
He's a good player.
I feel bad now. Max didn't do anything wrong. I probably did say it wrong. I mean, that's the likelihood of that is almost zero.
I'm almost positive you did say it wrong.
But you didn't listen to the Smack Off today.
I did not.
You heard the recap of the top 10. Brad and Corona wins it. He did fine. The callers that made me laugh today, legitimately, one we're going to be talking to, Benny and Wisco. Caleb in Green Bay made me laugh.
What about Matt in Vancouver?
No.
Why? Because he's Canadian?
He's fine.
Is that what you're saying?
I don't like these angry calls. And the one who made me laugh the most was Leff in Laguna. I thought he was absolutely brilliant. But he finished third. And Stevie Carbone finished second because he had a gimmick. And it's all.
So are you disappointed with the winner?
A little. But Brad is Brad. They're going to. We'll talk to Benny and Wisco about it. Benny and Wisco, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
We're doing fantastic. It's quite an honor. You're a legend in the talk radio world. You're on the Jim Rome Show. You were in the Smack Off today. Just tell us about that experience. You finished fifth today. You finished fifth last year after getting the golden ticket, basically the automatic entry based on your merits of one telephone call. So how do you think your day went today and your call, which I very much enjoyed? It came off pretty well, I thought.
I thought so as well. You know, I'm not too happy about the finish, but I think that I was a victim of calling a little bit too early.
Yeah, the worst first hour in the history of the Smack Off potentially. You saved it.
Yeah, I was definitely the tallest midget there, I think.
How long do you take to prepare for this, and what do you do? Fill us in on a little bit of the backstory with how you come up with the material.
Well, it's actually a kind of an ongoing process. What happens is I'll think of something, whether I'm like mowing the lawn or, you know, if I hear something on the show that I can connect with something funny, I'll always jot it down, and I have this like notes section in my phone that is just loaded with stuff that, you know, kind of makes sense at the moment, but I'll have to go through it all. And, you know, it's an ongoing thing. I'll jot stuff down, and the funniest of the funny, it'll be the ones that I'll highlight and be like, all right, I can work with these. So it's kind of nonstop, actually.
So I'm guessing you listen every day for the whole. That's got to be part of it, so you know exactly what's going on.
Pretty much every day, yeah. I probably on average 4 days out of five. I work a job where I'm at a desk all day and I don't have to deal with a lot of people on the phones or do stuff that like has to take up You know, I could basically like listen to music or, you know, podcasts or sports radio all day if I want to and still do my job effectively. So, yeah, I'm lucky to be able to have all the research that I need on the show.
Benny and Wisco, our guest, he's a caller to the Jim Rome Show. He finished fifth today in the Smack Off. Ben, if you don't mind, do you mind just kind of taking us through how this show is produced, at least from your perspective? You're not, you know, behind the board or anything, but I know they sent texts. Jeff Passan got one. He said, when do you want to go? I'm sure it's not a coincidence that the heavy hitters, Mike and Indy, Brad and Corona, Chael was on late, Mark and Hollywood. So how is this produced as far as who's calling when and how all that goes?
Well, you kind of hit the nail on the head there. They contact you basically through Twitter. So they'll send you a DM, a direct message through Twitter, and they'll, you know, one of the producers DM me and asked me, when do you want to go, basically. And in my situation today, I called from our local CBS affiliate in Green Bay, and WDUZ in Green Bay, and that's also where Caleb in Green Bay was calling from. So we had a unique situation where we had two of us calling from the same place, sharing one outgoing line. So we kind of had to maneuver that, decide between Caleb and I who was going first. And since he's been in more smack-offs than I have, I was like, I'll call right away, whatever. And, you know, I didn't mind. I kind of wanted to get the phone call over with anyway because the pressure all, not the pressure, but like just the stress all week about it, the build up, everything is just like, I'd be totally fine with getting this over with as fast as possible. So,
but don't you think that getting in that second hour is probably better because it's easier to remember those callers than it is for the first hour? I mean, is that a little bit of the gameplay involved?
100%. And if I could do my call over again today, I would have gone at least second hour. You know, if I had the choice to go whenever I wanted, if I wasn't in the unique predicament I was in, I would have definitely gone later because, you know, I don't think my call resonated as much as it should have. You know, it got a lot of great reaction right away, and I think if it would have gone later, it would have scored higher. But you know, the winner is the winner, and you know, the winner gets the prize. No one else gets the prize, so. I'll do better next year. I'll win it all, and it doesn't matter when I call. So
okay. So I'm going to ask you: Did you think that Brad and Corona was worthy of the win? If you're listening to all the calls and keep yourself out of it, do you think he was the winner, or who would you have picked?
I think it was. You know what? It was. We were kind of talking about it. There was a bunch of us that met up at an establishment in Green Bay after the call, and
so you went for coffee.
And we went out for coffee. We it was more or less a book club. You know, we were chatting about it, and the majority of us had either Brad or Left winning, and I wasn't surprised by the outcome. I think I had Brad first, Left second. And leaving me out of it, probably either Caleb in Green Bay or Mike in Indy in third.
Yeah, I thought Caleb's call was fantastic. Your call was great. Before we got on, you were one of the callers who made me audibly laugh. Caleb did, and I thought Left's call was just amazing today. I know the gimmick, whatever, but it's the 24th one. Jim Rome is I think over 50. I get that it probably still means to him what it did in year one, but this thing evolves. It shouldn't necessarily be all about the smack and how ruthless and brutal you can be. I think the gimmick off is okay with me if that's the direction this thing is going. Do you agree with that?
You know, I don't like how the word gimmick has been kind of pasted to it. What Left does, like, Left does these things that make you think, man, I wish I would have thought of that. I mean, he takes it to the next level, though. You know, he gets a hold of celebrities or gets in touch with them, and that's the next level. But the level that I'm talking about is, like, you know, when he had Hacksaw, Rome's former coworker, in his call last year, it's like, who else would have thought of that? That's awesome. And, you know, Rick in Buffalo had one of those moments today, too, actually. He ran smack on his dad. He just destroyed his dad during his call, and I don't think I laughed harder during the show than I did at that point, because I was like, man, I wish I would have thought of that, because that is absolutely brilliant.
So are you gearing up for next year? Like, is this something that you want to be in every single year? Is this something you look forward to?
I think that my performances the first two times have kind of merited me spots moving forward. And I actually got a lot of praise today from, actually, Brad mentioned me during his call back, you know, when they were announcing the winners and stuff. I was like, man, that's cool, Brad. Usually I make fun of him and he doesn't know who I am, but for him to say something about my call, that was pretty cool. So to answer the question, if I can just parlay, you know, my finishes into having a guaranteed spot each year, I don't see why I wouldn't do it. I mean, I still feel like I had the funniest call by far today, and Brad has a great delivery.
Yeah, his delivery is amazing.
Yeah, it's what can you do besides make fun of it like I did today? But yeah, I mean, he's awesome. He's a legend. He may or may not be the best ever, if I can keep doing it, I certainly will do.
Before we let you go, we're talking with Benny and Wisco. He finished fifth in the Smackoff today on the Jim Rome Show. Just what compelled you, I guess, to try for that golden ticket? Did you imagine, or was your goal to become this character on the show with the cheese references? Was that organic, or was that almost like a grandmaster plan a little bit?
Long story short, yes, it started out as just a funny thing, you know, the cheese references, the dings, it got such great reaction and made people laugh. And it was just so silly, you know, so different. So, I kind of used that. And then, you know, last year, Lef actually called me and was like, hey dude, you got to come out to Cali for my call. I'm doing something pretty cool that I think you'd like to be a part of. And I was like, yeah, maybe I'll think about it. And then, he followed it up with, I committed to go out to Cali for his call. And he followed up with, dude, you should get a golden ticket so you're in the event while you're out here. And I was like, you know, maybe. And I wrote a really good golden ticket call and kind of knew, I knew that if I delivered it right and nailed it, that I would get a golden ticket. I was very confident in how funny, how relevant to other Smack callers and relevant to, you know, just dumb cheese references. It was a funny call. So I knew if I delivered it right, I would get a golden ticket. So I did. And then, you know, had a lot of fun in last year's Smack Off and ended up doing pretty well, much like this year. So, the grand master plan was not to be a Smack Off caller, because listening back when I was younger, I was like, God, these guys are good. I don't think I could ever do this. But
yeah,
years and years go by and you're like, well, these guys aren't very good at it. I can do better. So,
I got a quick question here before you go. I'm guessing you're obviously a sports fan. You watch your NFL football. Jeff and I have a bet. He says the Cleveland Browns are going to make the playoffs this year. And I said no. And we have a wager on. I have to take him for lunch, or he has to take me for lunch. If not, I got to take him and our wives for dinner. Who wins that bet this year?
This year
coming up, yes. Cleveland's been 1-31 in the last 2 years.
He knows.
This year coming up, the Browns will not make the playoffs. Next year would be the bet that you'd want to, that would get some interest, I think.
Yeah, but it's not for now. It's for this year.
Yeah, you're right. It's for this year. This year, no way.
We'll see, Benny.
No way. You're done. You're done.
Hey, Benny,
we
appreciate your time. Thanks for making time for us out here in Wichita. Congratulations on your call today. We'll listen for your next, and continued success on that show.
Thank you very much. Anytime, guys. I appreciate you having me on. And, best of luck with the bet.
All right, appreciate it.
He's going to need it.
Benny and Wisco. How about that?
That was good.
Fifth place in the Smack-Off. Does it mean more to you now than it did 20 minutes ago before we spoke with
him? Well, I talked to somebody that's actually in it, and you know, they're passionate about it. Yeah. So yeah, it makes sense.
Get a little behind the scenes.
It makes sense.
Get a thought process. And that's the guy who's top five.
He's a good player.
Yeah, he's a nice player.
He's a good player in the
Smack Off. Yeah, that's one of the best sports radio talk show callers in the world.
Right there.
Does that mean anything? That's for you to judge, but it's fact.
If you say it's a fact, you're always right, Jeff.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back for hour number two. We got Jive Talk, a couple more guests. We'll even talk more Smack Off today. Ryan in Wichita, a former Hack Off participant. That's a defunct event on the Jim Rome Show, but we'll get his thoughts. We'll delve into his personality. Ryan in Wichita later on in the second hour. Also talk to Thunder coach Malcolm Cameron. Hour two straight at you right here on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.